Good morning, everyone. So if anybody has not noticed, Pastor James is not here today. He is at the great banquet and serving the Lord. And we prayed with him yesterday, and we had a chance to listen to him speak and tell his testimony, which if no one's ever heard that, it's a pretty amazing thing that Christ does in our lives. This is a communion Sunday, so it's not going to be basically a normal service that some of us are used to. It's all going to be about communion and giving thanks to the Lord today. So I would like for you guys to help me finish this sentence. When I think of home, I think of... There was a project called Stolperstein. It was initiated by the German artist Gunter Denning. It was in 1992. It marks the home places of displaced Jews and others who were taken from their homes and imprisoned or murdered by the Nazi during the war in Germany. Each Stolperstein, which means a stumbling block, is a 3.9-inch square concrete block bearing a brass plate engraved with the names and the dates of the victims of the Holocaust. Those were placed in front of the last known address or residence or place of work that people knew for those individuals that perished. The Stolperstein commemorative for the world is for the world, the homes of who lost them. Those who survived have shared how important it is to them to have these memorials. The world may remember so much that we lost that they have said, but many forgot how devastating it is that our homes were taken, and now we have no place beckoning us home. Our homes were eliminated. All of this reminds us that our home is a vital place, a vital concept for all of us. That Jesus told his disciples that he was leaving earth to prepare a home for them, and we believe we will have eternal home with him. Today, he is also beckoning you to look toward that home. Mike and Chrissy are going to come up and just read a few verses for us. As they read, I would like for you guys to try to imagine that Jesus is standing before us with his outstretched hands and an invitation for you and me.
This is from Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
This next reading is from Revelation 3:20. It states, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends."
Just as I am poor, wretched, blind, sight reaches healing of the mind. Yea, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God.
just as I am. Poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, yea, all I need in thee to find. O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot.
Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fighting and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come.
I will be reading Romans 5, 6 through 8. Excuse me. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come.
Galatians 5:17 through 19. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. And this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed us the message of reconciliation. We're going through 21, sorry. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God has made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
We are going to take communion here soon. We're going to pray that in. Heavenly Father, as we come before you with a heart that belongs to be still in your presence, as we prepare to take communion, we ask for your forgiveness for the times that we have fallen short, the moments we've let sin and doubt creep in. Wash us clean, Lord, and make us whole. Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice on the cross, the ultimate act of love that gives us hope, healing, and new life. Help us to draw closer to you today, to experience the depth of your grace and the power of your resurrection. We want to connect with you in a deeper way and to remember that your body was broken and your blood was shed so that we could be free. Holy Spirit, we invite you to bless this bread and cup. Let them be a reminder of Christ's body and blood given to us. Fill our hearts with humility and reverence as we partake in this holy moment. Help us to receive communion with gratitude, recognizing the sacredness of this act and the unshakable love of our Savior. Prepare our hearts, Lord, to fully experience your presence during this time. May we take this moment to renew our faith and to strengthen our walk with you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If I could have the gentleman come up and hand out the elements today. Passing out the elements, we should take a moment for reflection to ask the Lord to come into our hearts, cleanse us, wash us clean once again, as we all fall short. And we find grace and mercy in our Savior. I just want to take a moment for reflection. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he also took the cup after the supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Father, thank you for the Lamb that was slain, because he's worthy. Thank you, God, for the Lamb who was slain, not just to purchase my redemption, God, but as we will soon see, that the Lamb was slain to receive power and glory and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Thank you, Father. He is coming again.
Oh,
Amen. Thank you, Father, so much for our rescue to your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. And, oh.
Let's continue.